Praise God. So, again, we praise God for all that he has done and what he's yet to do. And I just want to make sure I have these lines muted. Okay. Now, because we don't want any interference. When he gets ready to bring forth the word of God, wants him to feel free to let go and let God. And Pastor Caleb is going to give us a word, and then he'll also pray. So we just praise God. Pastor Caleb, at this time, we want you to go forth and preach the word of God. So I'm going to present to you all the pastor of the Thessalonica Baptist Church, Pastor Kevin Caleb. You may begin. See, Pastor Caleb, are you on the line? Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Pastor Caleb, can you hear us?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. All right. I'm on the line, but I don't think I...
We can hear you. You go right ahead. That's okay.
Oh, okay. All right. Wonderful, wonderful.
God bless you. You go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. We honor the Lord tonight, and we are thankful to Pastor Bolden, as well as affectionately his wife is called Lady Bolden. Lady B, and so I pray that I can be as free to use that name as well tonight. So we greet you in Jesus' name. I was I heard you. I was just kind of hesitant, didn't know whether I came in correctly or not. All right, I want to share with you on tonight the word of the Lord from Psalms 119:89. Psalms 119, verse 89. And the verse says this, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Father, we thank you now. We thank you for this opportunity to share the word of God with your people. We thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity to be a part of this ministry. And it is in Jesus' name we pray, amen. I want to read the context of this Psalms 119:89. Verse 88 says of Psalms 119 says, quicken me after thy loving kindness, so shall I keep the testimony of thy mouth. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. In verse 90 says, thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abided. Thy word is settled in heaven. There's nothing I can do to change it. It's settled. And when I want to almost piggyback on what Lady B was saying on last Wednesday when I listened in, she was talking about having faith in God, walking with God, speaking the word of God, hearing it, allowing that word to become faith. When the Lord gives us a project or something to do, we are going to succeed in it if we stay connected to the word of God. His word is settled. It's going to come to pass. If there's failure, then the failure is on our behalf. That's where the failure comes in. I was listening to Lady B. She was talking about she had felt a little ill, and she went and did her part, got, you know, a little medicine and was praying, amen, and all of a sudden that sore throat or whatever cleared up. That she shared with us, there's something that we must do. And if I was to title this this evening, it would be, do your homework. Do your homework. Psalms 1 says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. There are some things that we must do. God's word is already settled. It's already going to, when the project is given, whatever we need to do, it's going to come to pass. But there's some homework we must do. There are certain places that we need to walk. We're not going to walk in the counsel of the ungodly, those that don't believe in God, those that don't want to call the name of the Lord. We're not going to stand in the way of sinners, nor are we going to sit in the seat of the scornful. Those, listen, that word scornful literally means those that are ashamed to walk out, to step out, because they feel like maybe someone is watching me. So I'll sit where everybody else is sitting. And God is speaking to us and said, no. So then whatever he gives us to do, it will be successful if we do our homework. If we're in that word and hearing that word, when we hear the word, it brings about faith in us. Period. Look at verse 2 of Psalms 1. But his delight, there it is in the law of the Lord. And in his law does he meditate day and night. He's doing his homework. He's finding out that God is a faithful God. Notice Psalms 119. Remember that Psalm, Psalms 119, 89. It says, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. And verse 90 said, your faithfulness is unto all generations. God's never going to break covenant with us. The enemy, the devil, want to make you think that God is going to break. He's never going to break. We break covenant with him. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. What God is saying, just as the earth rotates on its axis, just as it rotates and we get day and night, spring and fall, summer and winter, God's word is just that powerful. So then whatever we put our hands to do is going to prosper. That's verse 3. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth his fruit in his season. Now notice the scripture. The fruit comes in its season. The fruit doesn't come until you plant the seed. The fruit will come in its season. His leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Well, God is saying to us, when he touch us, and when we, watch this. This is so important. When leadership direct you, and I'm speaking especially right now to Petersville, when your leadership directs you, when your pastor directs you, when Lady B directs you, amen, be obedient to that leadership. Be obedient to that leadership. That leadership is going to prosper you in the things that God has called you to. There are some of you right on this line right now God has been speaking to for more than a few months to step out, and you have yet to do it. Well, God is saying to you, I'm faithful. All you have to do is step out, and I've got the rest. His word is settled. Well, the ungodly are not so in verse 4 of Psalms 1, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly, those that are not depending on God, those that are wicked shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. No, we're not going around and saying that we are better than someone else. Oh, no. No, we're not saying that. But we are doing our homework, and we are finding out that God is faithful. He is faithful. And you know what? He wants us, listen, he wants us to have the capacity to want more. Why? So that we can do more. So that we can help more. Thy word, that's ringing in my spirit, is settled in heaven. I don't have to second guess it. Why do you think the enemy, once you receive a word, why do you think the enemy comes so quickly to take that word away from you? Why do you think he comes so quickly? Because you have, you know why? Because we have that word that is incorruptible. The Bible says it's an incorruptible seed. Wow. Can't be corrupted. Can't be destroyed. So once that word comes to us, once that word lands into our spirit, and God says that you can go forth, it will happen. All we have to do is to take the step. God's not scratching his head and wondering, is it going to be successful? No. We just need to take the step into what we've been called to do. Again, if your pastor's asked you to do something, step into it. Well, Pastor, I don't see it. I don't see it. It's not for you to see. Step into it by faith, and I'm telling you, God will make it happen. And guess what? When God make it happen, you're going to make it happen for someone else. You're able to pay it forward. I don't need to be jealous of you. You don't need to be jealous of me. If someone is in your area, amen, and they live on Pastor Boland, Lady B's side of town, send them to Petersville. They don't have to just necessarily go to your church. Send them where it's more convenient for them to go. That's how the kingdom, that's how the kingdom is built. Look at verse 6 of Psalms 1. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, there it is, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. So now, God has asked me, moved me to do something, and I'm sitting contemplating, should I do it? No, once God has placed that thing in your spirit, and you know God has placed it there, then move on it. Why? Because he knows your way. He knows the way that you're going to take. His word is settled. It's going to happen. Now, is it going to be easy? No, not necessarily. Or the devil's going to come. That's his job to come. But after you've done your homework and after you read his word, I'm reading his word that he's faithful unto all generations. What? He's established the earth. What? And the earth is still abiding. He knows the number of stars. Are you serious? And he's asking me to do something because it's not going to only benefit me, but it's going to benefit others. My God. So I say to you this evening, I say to you, his word is already settled in heaven. He's going to take care of you as you move forward in him, as you obey leadership. And that's important, to be obedient to leadership. Listen, we are not going to see eye to eye on everything. That's fine. But you owe leadership your respect. You owe leadership your listen, they are pouring their life into you so that you can pour your life into someone else. That's what the church is all about. I really feel sometimes and I'm going to pray in just a minute. I really feel sometimes we are not witnessing like we did maybe, you know, back in the early 70s. Some of us were saved in the 70s. Some of us were saved before then. But you remember, we would go out and witness, and we would witness to our friends, and now we kind of quiet. And I think we're quiet because we're kind of getting away from the word of God. We got things that are more convenient. We don't have to pray about a lot of things. We got money now. We just go out and buy it. But you know what? God still wants us to pray. God still wants us to seek his face. Our God is faithful. It's amazing. The Lord has taken care of us through a pandemic that right now is over 900,000 people that have died either due to COVID or some comorbidities associated with COVID. And yet, we are still alive. Out of that, and all we hear about many times are those that are dying from COVID, but what are those that are dying from gunshots, and those that are dying from car accidents, and those that are dying from strokes and heart attacks and all of this stuff? And yet, we are still on the planet because he is still faithful to us. And brothers and sisters, I challenge you, amen, to be faithful to him. So let's start moving where the Lord has called us to move. Let's start being obedient to that call that has been in our hearts, and it's been in our hearts longer than a few days, and you've been hesitating. His word is already settled. You're going to win the battle just by you walking out. You don't even have to fight the battle. All you have to do is just walk out in faith, and it will happen for you. All right, I know I'm a little early, but I'm going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are so grateful to you. I'm grateful, Lord, for this opportunity to share in Petersville Baptist Church conference call, Lady B's ministry. I'm thankful, Lord, that you've been so kind to us. Now, Lord, we pray for the mothers of our churches, and we pray for the deacons. We pray for the leadership. We pray for pastors everywhere. Lord, we pray for the President of the United States. We pray for our government. Russia is on the verge, amen, of almost war, and we are drawn into it. So, Lord, we pray that you would touch Putin's heart. The king's heart is in your hands. And, Lord, we are believing you for a resolution that war does not have to come. The Bible tells us that wars come from within our hearts. And the reason why they come, because our hearts are messed up. So now, Lord, we thank you. We thank you in advance. We thank you for those who are struggling with masking and those who are struggling with getting vaccinated. Lord, we pray that you would move and that you would heal the land. You told us, Lord, you didn't tell the world, but you told the church, if we would pray and humble ourselves, if we would seek your faith, pray, you told us you would heal the land. So now, Lord, we want to step out on faith. We know that your word is settled in heaven. We know it. And we're going to now step out on faith and believe you. And no matter what the devil tells us, we're going to hold on to our faith. Our homework is to constantly hear your word and not just be a hearer, but be a doer of your word. Lord, we know that you're in this place. We are thanking you in advance. And we give your name praise. And it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, Lady B.
God bless you. Amen. We praise God. Amen. We praise God for the just the blessings of that word tonight. It was so rich. Hallelujah. I tell you, God is awesome God. And let me tell you, you have spoken to our hearts tonight. Amen. Talking about do your homework. In other words, do your part. God is already has his word settled. And as you have said, that his word is settled forever. And I praise God. And guess what? Nobody can tamper with that word. So I praise God for you, Pastor Caleb, how you just ministered from your heart on tonight and how you blessed us through the word of God. And, you know, the word of God says, you know, my word is quick and is powerful, is sharper than any two-edged sword. So you're saying do your homework. We can pray. We can ask God, says, Lord, order my steps in your word. Hallelujah. Mm. And I thank the Lord because he is a promise keeper, and we can rest in him because he's faithful, and he will do what he said he's going to do. So I tell you, I just want to thank God. I do thank the Lord for you. Praise God. And I'm going to see if I can unmute these lines, praise, because I want us to praise God, and I want you to hear his praise, and we're going to praise God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So we've unmuted the lines, and I want every person, yes, they are already praising God. They are already said, hallelujah. God, we thank you. We thank you right now for your word tonight. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. You are awesome, God, and we thank you right now. We praise you, God. We thank you that we can step out by faith. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, and we thank you for your word. Hallelujah. It's already settled in heaven, God. Hallelujah. God, you keep us already covered in your word. God, we bless you. Hallelujah. We will bless you at all times, Lord, and your praise shall continually be in our mouth. My God, what a powerful, powerful word we heard tonight. And again, Pastor Caleb, we want to thank you on behalf of the Petersville Baptist Church and Pastor Ollie Bolden and myself. And we just thank God for your taking your time out of your busy schedule to minister as God gave it to you. And we receive that word talking about do your homework. God's word is already settled forever in heaven. So we thank you. Hallelujah. And we thank everybody who's a participant, who's called into this Dream Team prayer line. You know, I tell you, God has ordered this, and he has allowed us to come together in unity, and we can hear what thus saith the Lord. And once we hear the word of God, you and I both become accountable to his word. So we just praise God. We thank the Lord for all that he has done and what he is yet to do. So again, I thank you, Pastor, for being on the line, and I just want to encourage everyone, as I say every single week, can continue to be blessed of the Lord, continue in his word, continue to look to the hills from which comes our help. All of our help, it comes from the Lord. Praise God. And I want you to continue to pray for me. We'll pray for you. We pray one for the other because, see, you need my prayers and I need your prayers. And we know that we can pray together and we continue to look to God. He's that faithful God who honors his word. Hallelujah. And he protects his word. Hallelujah. And we praise God for that. So until next week, we thank you again for being on this line, on the Dream Team prayer line. Continue to be blessed of the Lord, and we will meet again, if God say the same, again next week. So God bless you. Be blessed of the Lord. Amen. Good night.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Good night.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you.